A friend of mine a long time ago told me that when she was a freshman in college, she'd been there a couple of months, and she was one time down in the basement of the dormitory, and she was doing laundry, which she had been doing for the last several months in this very same spot, and she was putting her clothes into the washing machine and started filling it up with water. People know what that looks like. And as she was there, she was doing the various things that you do, and there was somebody in the next machine doing the very same things. He looked over at her and said, "What is that that you're sprinkling into the water?" She didn't understand the question. She said, "Soap?" She looked at this man's face, and it kind of drooped, looked very concerned, and then he said, "Can I borrow some of that?" So there's this thing where he probably had been said, "Oh, well, you go down to the washing machine, you put your stuff in," but hadn't realized that you needed to put something else into it to make it work right. Soap. Now, in today's lesson from Revelation, there's several words that are combined together, washed and robes and blood and white, that don't seem to match up when we think about washing things. You don't think of anything, if you've added blood to it, that's going to turn out to be white in the end. The stain's pretty powerful. But that's what these words are when John's revelation is talking about, is these words that have been moved around and they don't make sense together until you start thinking about them from a perspective of faith. The book of Revelation is one that has been misconstrued a lot of times because it's said, oh, it's selecting a few groups of people that are supposed to be special, and the other ones are supposed to be out on the outskirts, not supposed to be counted in God's kingdom. But that's not what this passage is about at all. So it's important to understand that, you know, this comes in the seventh chapter. It's the seventh seal, just before the seventh seal is opened by the Lamb of God. And all of the other seals that have been opened were destruction and famine and terrible things happening in God's kingdom. Didn't look like there was any hope at all. But in this last seal, the Lamb of God opens up, and it opens something extraordinary. It opens something that's not for a group of people. It's for all people. It's a passage of Scripture that is often forgotten by those who feel like they're in the inner group, because they say, that's about me. That's about us. And then they point their fingers at others and say, this is not about you. But that's not how God's kingdom works at all. God's kingdom is about how we are supposed to be reaching out into the world and how everybody is a child of God. Everybody is part of God's kingdom. And that this isn't about our salvation. It's about God's gift to us of salvation. So this passage of Scripture from the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, is about the countless number of people who will be invited into God's kingdom, who will be welcomed into God's kingdom because God has given the welcome. God has invited these people into God's kingdom. The book of Revelation is often misinterpreted in that way, but this is what the gospel is all about. Now we read it on this day that we call All Saints, because it's talking about the great multitude of people from all the generations who are part of this kingdom that we're going and we're part of every day. It's not about our individual lives. It's about our lives as a community. It's about being a church of people united together to do something to make the world a better place, to share God's mission with people that are around us who are in need. Now, on this day of All Saints, it's also important to remember the people in our lives who have made a difference. I want you to think for a moment of the of somebody that you've experienced in your time, and I'm not talking about Martin Luther King Jr., who is a saint. I'm not talking about the people that you read about that are in the Bible, the saints like that, or Saint Francis, or other famous saints that have gone before. I'm talking about the people that maybe only you have encountered as a saint. People who have, in their circle of your experience and your interaction with them, have made you who you are. This is an activity that somebody 3 years old can do it. Somebody who's 103 years old can do it. Think about the people in your life who have made a difference. Just take a moment. Think about that. Now turn to somebody next to you, say who that person is, why they're there. Not hearing anybody. Why? You fall asleep? Who is it? Yeah. We all have these people in our lives. We all could have different people who have been our saints. Now, I find that All Saints is a time, this time of year, this particular holiday, is a time to think about those people. But this exercise that I just asked you to do, thinking about somebody and reflecting on it and maybe praying about it and journaling about it or sharing it, that's something you could do every single day. I actually challenge you over the next, until Thanksgiving, reasonable challenge. Every day, think about somebody who is a saint in your life, whether it was last week or 40 years ago. Think of that person, remember them, and give thanks for them. We're in a world right now that thinks that it's all about us, that we have led our, you know, we've accomplished all these things because we're amazing people and we are super smart and we do good deeds and we have it all figured out. But the reality is that none of us have made it here on our own. We've all relied upon the saints of our lives to make us who we are. All Saints is about remembering that great cloud of witnesses that have walked the path of our lives with us in some way, whether it was for a day or for years. They've changed who we are and they've made us who we are, and we don't remember them very well. They get lost in the distance of our memories, but each one of them has given us something that makes us alive. As you go forward from this day, I hope that you remember this message of John in the book of Revelation, which was a message of hope. It was sent to people who were already faithful people, and they were having doubts about what was happening around them. And John said, wash your robes in the blood of the Lamb. Doesn't say, if you read carefully, doesn't say that God's washing this. All of God's people are washing their robes in the blood of the Lamb. We are doing something to make this world a better place. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be suffering. There's going to be hard times. There's going to be difficult times. There's going to be times when we have doubts and fears. But as we go through those, that's how we get to God. That's how we find the love of God. That's how we become white, as it says, purely white. Been bleached away all of those tough times. We remember that God is love, and we have found God. Think about that as you go through these next couple of days, weeks. Try to reflect on how you are living your life, challenging yourself, extending yourself into the world to make the world a better place. And by doing that, you are washing your robe in the blood of the Lamb. you are sacrificing yourselves, and you will find love and purity in all of the things that God provides you. Stay faithful. Stay hopeful. Remember the cloud of witnesses. And you will live your life in a profoundly impactful way, changing the world as you step forward every day. Amen.